Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sanspants Radio. When I was young, I went to this school called, I forget what it was called, but it was basically like a cult school. And every morning we did meditation and we were given a word that was our meditation word, right? And the word what? Oh, I'll tell you afterward the story. So anyway, they told me this word. They told me this word was very secret that only I would know. It's completely unique to me. And it's a word I got to repeat every time I meditate. Absolutely. It's my personal word. And then I remember one day a friend who was in the same school, I was like, tell me your word. He's like, I'm not allowed to tell you your word. I'm like, tell me your word. What's your word? So he told me his word and his word was exactly the same as my word. And that's when I realized it's a sham. I'd been screwed. And I'm going to tell you here today, the word was ing. So it's just a sound.
Hey, everyone. Sanspants Radio is part of Melbourne Fringe this year. And along with some of our other shows, we're going to be doing a live D&Ds for Nerds for one night only before we chuff on off to the UK. Just head on over to melbournefringe.com.au to grab your tickets. D&D is on the 23rd of September, and check out sanspantsradio.com/live for the dates and times of our other shows. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to Chapter 20 of Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. In Days of Yore,
there's many different boxes here. All of them have that Surefoot family crest stamped onto the side of them.
Is it a shamrock?
No, it's a leprechaun.
Fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of ginger scum.
You believe that potentially Shane has stayed as a were-rat since you last saw him?
Oh, that can't be good for a were-creature. Don't stay as the thing you're becoming.
Yeah. Blood starts coming out thick and fast, and you feel the air leave his lungs.
Whoa! Crit hap!
Oh, crit fail for him.
Oh, well, hey, look, I got him still.
I'm now moving forward carefully, checking for traps this time, giving the bird to that stupid tree trunk as I walk past.
If you hear a baby, it's not a baby.
I very much like that you're warning each other of the traps. Like, one of you's always gonna get got by the traps.
So far, it's just been me. Yeah.
Drank one, smashed one.
After his bite.
Why didn't you just smash the one that you drank?
It just did you not?
No. Yes, I did.
No.
He just said, I drank one and I smashed one. I've only got four left.
Piss. You hold the were-rat Shane down under the sewer water.
Can you drown a rat? Can you drown a were-rat? Oh. I forgot, like, were-creatures had specific ways of murdering. Chill if I cut his head off.
Surely.
I feel like it's cutting head off, silver bullet.
Yeah.
Fire. Large mousetrap.
Yeah, exactly.
Silver mousetrap.
Fuck, that's
good. He continues to try and like bite and claw at you.
Yeah.
He can't work his teeth any further than they are already, but his hands keep scratching at you and he's like digging into your face slowly.
Is he being drowned though?
Well, he's underwater, yeah.
Okay, that cool.
You take a further 4 points of damage.
Oh good.
It's fine.
I'll enjoy the sepsis. contribute to my personality,
exactly.
Who I am as a man.
Exactly.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and my sepsis is a good
Periwinkle, did you want to try and climb up onto a crate?
I feel like it's such a loaded question, but fuck it, I'm going to try to climb up and see if I can get up on top of the crates.
Alright. You can't find purchase properly on the crate. If you want, you can move down a little bit and try again, but that'll be your entire turn to just get up onto the crate.
Yeah, no, I think I'm just going to press on.
All right, you keep moving?
Yeah.
Cool. You don't move far enough to encounter another trap this turn.
Oh, damn it, I should have just climbed.
Leo?
How much, detect magic. How big radius does that?
60 feet in a cone in front of you.
And how much further do I have to go, I guess?
Maybe another 100 feet?
I'll wait for that. Yeah, keep walking and detecting traps as I go.
You turn a corner to a long stretch in between boxes, and you're like, oh, fuck no. In a crisscrossing pattern, there's tripwires for like a solid 30 feet. You decide, instead of dealing with this, you're just going to like run. You charge through it as quickly as you can. Snap, 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 snap. They all break as you're running through and you hear arrows firing behind you, but you get to the other side unmolested.
I don't think I'm that fast.
You are. You're a fast boy.
Yeah.
I could probably jump over it, actually.
Yeah.
Piss, do you want to continue to try and keep his head on? Him. If you want, you could, like, try to drink a health potion.
Oh, yeah. Can I do both?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, then I'll do that.
Yeah, you've
like, crack open a break another one and stab him with that one as well.
You've easily got him underwater with one arm as you drink a health potion with your other.
Good.
You recover 4 hit points.
Worth it.
No, 9, sorry.
Oh,
worth it. Good. Damn it.
Whatever. Handsome,
he's
slippery.
Down, he's down.
Big cock deal.
Great piss.
He's down more health potions. It's good for us.
Yeah, no, good.
And he's like got so much scepters. He's got like double scepters.
Once I get my soul back, the sepsis will go, I assume.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Can your shadow get sceptres were out?
The Shane stops trying to claw at you. His hands just go very still, and you see just bubbles coming from underneath. He just stops. Not that he's dead. He's like his arms are just not moving.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Just hold just there for keep a few more there. Rounds. A
couple more rounds till he's just gone completely. Mm-hmm.
Then it is
find something to weigh him down.
Let him float down the sewers.
Periwinkle's turn. Periwinkle, would you like to try climbing up again? Or
yeah, look, I'll try climbing up again, because if I can climb up in one turn, I'll be okay.
You climb up onto the box, and as soon as you climb up above the maze, arrows start flying down from the catwalks above.
Knew it. Knew it.
I'm in trouble.
Only one of them manages to hit you. You take 2 points of damage. You can't see where they are. They're like far enough that your dark vision doesn't allow you to see them. They're somewhere up in the dark rafters.
So I guess I just try to outrun the arrows in the roof.
Mm. Up to you, mate. If you reckon you can duck down and deal with traps or try and dodge these arrows as you run and jump.
How much further have I got to go?
Not that much further, but you'd need to take like 2 rounds of solid arrow fire to get there.
That's rough, and you're not doing so hot.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Rage.
He's not a
barbarian.
No.
Oh wait, you're not a barbarian. You're just an orc.
No. I can go into like a berserker type state, but that only helps with combat. It doesn't help with me getting ahead of things. Do I have anything that can help me just be better at this? That's acid. Light pollution bomb. I threw that. Would that light up the whole fucking warehouse? It would blind me though.
Yeah. Oh no. As a half orc. If you were a full-blooded orc, it would, but as a half-orc, you'd be fine.
I'm going to throw the light pollution bomb, just so I can see what the hell's going on.
All right. Where do you want to throw it?
Just, like, ahead of me, I guess.
Because we've got that sun rod.
What?
That was gold a bomb. Liquid.
Yeah.
Light pollution.
I know, I was saying, you also have that gold
liquid. It's not
liquid.
Called a light pollution bomb. I called it light pollution bomb because I couldn't remember what it was called. The gold liquid that's the sun.
Yeah, daylight pellet. I knew what you meant.
Yeah, good.
Oh, right. I did not. I thought he meant several different things.
I kind of assumed you were calling it that on purpose.
No, that's just what I called it because I couldn't remember its name.
No, fair. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You heft the daylight pellet and chuck it ahead of you. Leo, suddenly the dark is not so dark anymore. The entire warehouse is bathed in a soft yellow glow. You can see perfectly dozens of halflings on the catwalks above. Both of you can. Firing down at you, Periwinkle. You could see the maze a little bit clearer, but it's still like an incomprehensible mess, even in the light of day.
Can we see the source of the light that was ahead of us?
You probably actually couldn't see it, no, next to the daylight pellet.
I guess if we're looking in that direction, though, can we see where it was coming from now that everything's lit up?
Yeah, you can see like a box fort, if you will.
Cute.
Good.
So how many halflings?
Maybe 12.
Cool.
Poof.
How? This will be for my next turn, I'm assuming. Could I be strong enough to jump up to the catwalk, grab on, and just pull it down with
me? No, you're not nearly good enough to jump.
That would be so cool.
Oh, that would be great. I'd kill so many people at once.
Imagine being able to solidly jump vertically like 6 stories. That's what you're asking.
Yep.
Yep, that's what I'm asking, what I'm Adam. Asking. Can I?
Can I?
Adam, no, you cannot.
I guess I'm just going to have to try to leg it.
Yeah, you're just going to charge down?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep legging it, trying to get ahead of him.
Leo, it's your turn.
Right, I'm just going to keep going the way I was going.
All right.
Towards that where I remembered that Sloth was, but I'm checking for traps.
As you're going, you're probably you're trying to be a little bit quicker now because you feel like maybe, you can't see Periwinkle, but you know the daylight pellets effects when you see them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of aware that Periwinkle has thrown it for a good reason. And you imagine maybe he's running as you're running. Unfortunately, all these thoughts distract you from the fact that you are running very quickly into not what you thought was concrete, but was actually like quicksand, cleverly disguised as concrete.
I can't help you here, buddy.
That's fine.
By the time you kind of are aware of what's happening, you're already up to your ankles.
Oh, shit.
Not your ankles, your knees.
I'm wee. Yep, okay.
You're not sure, because the quicksand is very indistinguishable from concrete, you're not sure how far it extends forwards, but you know you're a good 10 feet into it.
I'm a dickhead. All right.
That'll be something you have to deal with next.
Nah, fair. I still got my grappling hook.
Yeah.
Hey,
grappling hook.
Yes. Piss.
So what's the sitch?
Piss. That's your spin-off TV show. Piss, what's the sitch?
Piss, what's the sitch?
Shane stops moving. Now, possibly actually dead. His arms collapse in and he stops struggling at all. There's no bubbles anymore.
No bubbles anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a pretty clear indication.
Oh, I feel like you just want to be safer.
Might just take this turn to just, like, bring the broken bottle and just jam it into his neck a bunch, just in the hope that that'll take care of him.
Did you break another bottle?
Broke two. Do two in the side of the head.
You stab him a bunch, but even possibly in his death, his were-rat hide is very difficult to get around.
Rightio, well, I'll stand up and just, like, give it a second.
He doesn't get up.
Just hold him down.
Oh, maybe he does, but he's like, he floats to the surface. Yeah. Starts floating down with the sewage.
That's fine. That's some debt wiped away. Well, actually. Oh, he's got that tough were-rat hide. I'm like, if I behead him, can I use my rapier to just like, even though it's not a weapon anymore, to just work it through his head?
That's a lot of time.
It's a lot of were-rat neck.
Yeah, are you going to try and skin him?
And have a were-rat cloak? Armor?
Is that what you were going
to
do?
No, I just wanted to cut off his head, make sure he's dead.
Oh,
sure.
Right. Cool. No, I thought you were going to cut his head off and then skin him and wear his skin as like an armor.
I mean, like, that would be useful because I have nothing.
Do it as you're sort of, as you're walking towards, as you're going.
Would I be able to skin him as I walk?
No.
That's fair. I'm going to chug a health potion and keep trying to make my way towards the blood cult. All
right.
Happy that I've wiped away one death.
With a foot, you gingerly roll him onto his front so that as he drifts, he's face down. You chug a health potion. Recovering. 18 points of health.
Lucky boy.
Sick.
And you start making your way back to the blood cult hideout.
Yeah.
You're still wearing the robes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Clever.
I didn't take them off.
I have cleric vestments I could put on over my armor for shits and giggles.
That's true.
This is a good gag.
Yeah. I won't, though. Periwinkle doesn't do fancy dress.
He's a very plain man.
It's a fancy dress party. Yep, I came as Periwinkle O'Rourke.
Yes, sir.
Good. Yes, sir. Three bags full. Sir.
Periwinkle, as you're charging, two more arrows score hits. You take 11 points of damage in total.
Now, it's my turn again now.
It will be as soon as I mark the damage.
Good. Mark the damage. Shit, I'm in trouble.
What are you on?
I think I'm on like 30-something.
34.
My maximum health is 40. You're fine.
Yeah, I'm in trouble, though. For what I want to do later, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, fair enough.
Go on.
Can I run and medium bees into the rafter?
No, you can't. It's too far to throw. You won't be able to hit.
Do you have a longbow? Or anything kind of like...
I do have a longbow, actually.
Like, could you put the medium bees on the longbow and shoot that up?
Can I longbow medium bees?
No, you can't. It's a little gem that you throw. There's no way to attach it to a bow.
Get some gum.
It's a whole necklace, though, yeah? I always imagined it was a necklace that I could take off. Because it says here...
It is a necklace
of bees. Could I tie the necklace to the longbow? That would use up all of my bees and just fire it up into the rafters.
You need to activate the necklace. So you need to, the way it works is you break the gem off and then as you're throwing it, you activate it as you will. There's a magical process.
Okay.
You always longbow them.
Yeah, it'd take too long though. I don't think I could hit more. I better probably just run. Because I'm getting closer now.
They're too scattered, really, to hit with a bunch of bees anyway.
It's a good idea.
Oh, man, you had a lot of good plans there.
Yeah, I'm starting to think like Greg Piss.
Jackson. The word is Jackson.
No.
Greg Piss is just Jackson.
What the fuck's a Tanglefoot bag?
It looks like a little pouch of nothing in particular. Maybe if you hold it, you can feel worms inside. When you throw it, this inky black mass of worms falls out and wraps around whatever the bag strikes, binding them up. It's like a free
tying
someone
up. Does the pouch have a rope around its, is it like a pouch, so it's tied
up?
Yeah. Could I tie the pouch to a longbow and fire it into the rafters?
Yes, you could.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be your entire turn, though.
Could that potentially incapacitate the halfling dickheads who are attacking me at this point?
It could incapacitate one. Yeah. You can only hit one with it.
Yeah.
I'm just running.
You could fall, you don't think they'll shoot at you if you jump back into the maze. You have cover, even if they continue.
What are the chances of me jumping down and landing on a trap, though?
Decent.
Didn't even try to hide that one.
If I keep running, how many more turns of arrows do I have to cop? One?
One more turn, yeah, of arrows. And then you're free and clear, if it were.
If I jump down, how many more turns of traps have I got? One?
Two, I would imagine.
Fuck it. I'm going to keep running.
All right.
Champion.
Cool. So then it is Leo's turn. Cool. You keep charging through the maze?
Yep.
Oh, no, you're in the quicksand.
Oh, that's
nearly
right.
Got him.
Damn.
I like how you're like, yes, I'll keep charging.
I forgot. Grappling hook, rope, forward onto some boxes.
Forward?
Yeah.
All right. You throw it, but you fail to, it hits the box, but as you're dragging it, you can't latch it or anything.
Yep.
You could try again. That's your turn.
Yep.
All right. This time it's not a very solid thing, but you, you know how a crate will have so the side of a crate is like a square, mm-hmm. and then there'll be like a line going from corner to corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, reinforcement panel.
Yeah, a reinforcement strut or whatever you want to call it. Your grappling hook catches just in the corner there. It's
good
very
enough.
Loose in there though.
You got
good enough.
It's leverage. It's
leverage. You try to pull yourself out, yeah?
Yeah.
Start thinking with Greg Piss. It's like portals, but fucked up.
WWPD.
You get yourself, out of the muck, uh-huh. but you don't travel very far before your hook, tears its way through and you're unconnected again. You're, lying on your belly on the quicksand.
Oh, so I've made things worse.
Not really. You're not sinking right now.
Well, that's good.
Because your weight's evenly displaced.
Distribution of weight.
Yeah.
That's your turn.
Assuming. Sure. Just start shuffling
then I'll just
your
shuffle
weight
my
on.
Way across, if that's the case.
Piss, you just keep running?
Yep.
All right, you're out of this. No one's coming after you.
Yes.
Piss is home free.
Periwinkle, you continue to
I keep running.
Another volley of arrows is fired.
Just dodge, just dodge, just dodge.
I can cop it.
Uh-oh.
You only one of them scores a hit.
Only one.
Oh, that was
yep.
stressful.
You take 1 point of damage.
As soon as you looked over that pile of cards, I was like, oh, it's pierced my lung and I'm dead.
pierce a lung, you fall into the maze and, onto a trap.
So I'm now clear of the... Am I close down to the box fort?
Yeah, you can leap into the box fort if you want.
Yes.
You could. Well, you run up to the edge, you look in, you see a large inner building, an excavation site. And in the excavation site, you see they've broken through into the sewers below, and there's ladders and stuff like that. This is obviously how they've been getting in and out. It looks like a very professional setup. There's halflings all around here, all of them with hard hats on, working about the construction and stuff like that, and they're moving boxes in and out of the sewers. They all turn around. A lot of them are surprised to see you, but some of them wielding weapons like crossbows, swords and stuff like that do not seem so surprised.
How many?
In total, there's maybe 60. Wielding weapons, only 10.
Just leap on one. Mm.
You could see also, kind of in the middle of everything as well, is this, you know how at a construction site they have those prefab buildings? That's just, you plop it there and it's good to go. You see a three-story one of those, and up in the top story, in a window, you see a halfling with a shock of red hair two little green eyes staring at you with a mug of coffee in his hands. He looks quite confused, but also like he might be the foreman here.
Can I make it to the top of the prefab building?
You can't from where you are.
Yeah, I need to jump in.
Let me try and give you guys a drawing.
Mm. No, it's all right. I think I can see it. I'm imagining almost like a Colosseum type structure.
Yes.
Construction in the middle and then a prefab thing. So I've got to get into the Colosseum and then to get to where they're doing. What are halflings like in terms of caring for other halflings within their family?
Very deeply care.
La Familia.
Halflings are all about La Familia.
But if you got halflings with no weapons, what if they got tiny fists?
Mm. The construction halflings, none of them have red hair. None of them look like the Shorefoot family. They just look like construction workers hired to come out here.
Some of the guys with the weapons obviously have the red hair.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of them have shocks
of red
hair. In
fact, I'm assuming all of them would have red hair because they're Shorefoots.
Not all of them. Not every Shorefoot has red hair.
But most of them. Guys with the weapons are the Shorefoots. Guys with the hard hats are not Shorefoots, is what we're deducing.
Definitely,
from
this.
Kill some Shorefoots.
Right. I'm going to jump and try to grab a Shorefoot holding a weapon and, just grab him. I've got improved disarm abilities. I've read that on my sheet.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to disarm him and then take him as my hostage.
You basically land on a Shorefoot.
Yeah.
He has this curly reddish hair. That's all you see as you're coming down. He seems a little, well, not a little, he seems incredibly surprised. You catch him unawares.
Can I jump down and just do a full dokes from Dexter and just, surprise, motherfucker?
You can say surprise, motherfucker, if you wish.
I do.
You grab him, you hoist him up into your, because he's like, you know, the size of a fucking 10-year-old and you're 7 foot tall or whatever.
I'm 6'6".
You hoist him up so that you can grab it, like, so you're carrying him with your arms. You've got one arm around this, he's not a kid, but you'd call him like a kid, basically.
Yeah.
Pinning his two arms to his sides, he drops his weapon, and you hold your, like, bee gauntlet to his neck.
Any of you fucking pricks move. I'm just stealing movie quotes. No, I literally just pointed it in and I'm like, all right, if you want your boy here to keep his pretty little ginger head, I need to know where my wife is.
I love how much you've just become an 80s action hero.
Oh,
it's
real
good.
I'm the
You're John fucking McClane. You're...
I can't wait for you to scream, where is she? Where is she?
That's what's going to happen, I reckon.
Leo.
Yes.
What do you do?
So I know the distribution of weight is not sinking me. Could I shuffle? Would I know that shuffling might work, or will that just fuck me good? If not, I'll just try the grappling hook again and be like, no, I got this.
Well, things seem fine now. If you move, obviously you're going to change. So the equation as it sits, you're not sinking.
Doing some math
in my
head.
But if you do
anything, move,
the equation changes. And if the equation changes, maybe you sink.
All right. I'm just going to try and grapple hook again.
All right.
Yeah.
To do that, you'd need to kind of like push yourself up onto your back so you're not distributing your weight so evenly.
That's all right.
That's okay. Okay.
I'll just try and... Okay, I'm going to sink a little bit, but it's for the greater good, because I might be good up
You're able
bit.
To keep yourself balanced.
Okay.
You are... And not sinking. You... Whoa, throw your grappling hook.
I love the sound effects so much.
They are good.
Cling.
Clink.
It lands on top of some of the crates, and as you drag it, you think you got a pretty good foothold on top of one of the crates.
Sick. All right, let's just pull myself up and maybe try and swing over to the other side towards the fort.
I was kind of assuming you threw it forward.
Yeah.
Like you were doing before. Yeah. Well, in that case, you just pull yourself and eventually your belly is dragging not along quicksand, but along concrete.
Oh, I'm so dusty and gross. I hate
filthy.
This.
You are
wet. I got some cleric vestments you can borrow if you want to change clothes later.
I got a monk's outfit. That might be all right.
Swap into that.
Yeah. Might swap into my monk's outfit. That is much, it's cleaner. Yeah. All right. Start making towards the box.
You get to your feet and keep going. Periwinkle. What do you want? Like, they're all... No one's firing at you, but no one's really doing anything. Everyone just seems in shock.
Did anyone respond to my threat?
No. You don't think you're talking to anyone in power right now.
Who the fuck's in charge?
This will point to the foreman.
None of them react immediately. Some of the construction guys are starting to inch their way back, and some of the...
Beep, beep, beep.
Actually, I want to also do this one. Put your weapons on the ground and kick him over to me.
the security team, if you will.
Also while doing an intimidating face.
It's your face, really.
It is. It is. I have a skill. It says intimidate.
The security team looks among themselves, and then one of them, like, kind of hesitantly at first, but eventually, you know, just willingly, drops his sword and kicks it towards you. The others do the same.
Great.
Kick him down the hall.
Leo.
I can hold this guy with one hand and pick up all the weapons and put it in the bag of holding.
What do you do? Yeah.
That's good.
Leo?
So where,
you keep going. That's right. Yeah. You get to a massive set of doors, which are the entryway into the box fort.
Detect magic. Detect magic. Detects, like, traps. Just detect everything.
You detect no magic. You find a trap. So if the door is opened, it looks like it just sets off an alarm.
I'm just going to kind of climb over and do what he did and oop. Yeah, I'll do that.
That'll be your next turn.
Or can I try and dismantle this trap?
You can do either one of those things, but on your next turn.
All right.
Okay, so the prefab building, the bottom level doors open, and walking out of them comes the foreman, still holding like his mug of coffee, but he seems like it's just he's holding it because he didn't think to put it down, so he's moving with it, and it's spilling everywhere. Also, are three more members of the security team who, between them, have a heavily tied up and somewhat bloodied looking... What's your wife's name again?
Ragia.
Finally, out of the doorway comes a very elderly looking halfling. He's got this... his red hair is dulled to like a more coppery color, and his face looks really saggy and just like liver spotted. He calls out. He doesn't move. Like everyone else who came out of the building is hurrying towards you. He, however, just stands in the doorway and says, "Well, you're over there. You've got what you want. Why don't you just leave with her now?"
Have they given her to me?
"We got your wife. There's your wife. Off you go."
Gregia.
They let her go, and she, Leo, you climb over. You hop down. You're like with them.
Oh, no one to hide.
Sorry?
I want to hide. I don't want them to
There's
know that.
There's nowhere to hide.
Fuck, damn.
It's a big construction site, a large, empty area.
Okay. All right, I'll mix them.
Actually, highs or lows, fair enough.
High.
Maybe there's some equipment.
Highs.
Hide in a truck.
Highs?
Yeah.
There is some equipment, but like it's nowhere near enough to you. You could try to sprint towards it, but you'd be spotted before you hid.
Nah, it's fine. I'll just land next to her.
All right.
Good mate, Periwinkle.
Hey.
So she's conscious.
Yeah, she's conscious. She looks a little bloodied and she's gagged. The three security members, like, let go of her and she's hands are bound, but her feet aren't. She makes her way towards you. The elderly halfling, who you presume to be...
Papa Shorefoot.
Papa Shorefoot calls out, "Oh, and members of the security team, if you'd like to grab your fucking weapons and do your job for once." The members of the security team, like... Some of them who have moved their weapons too close to you simply draw daggers, but other ones whose weapons are a bit closer hurry over and quickly grab their weapons.
Thought I put them all in the bag, damn it.
You maybe grabbed some of the weapons, yeah, but
they,
you were
they
like,
had other weapons.
You were in the process of grabbing weapons when this happened.
Yeah, not fair.
So, like, of the original 10, a full half of them are just armed with daggers, backup daggers they had.
Still holding this boy. So, Greg is over with me.
Gragia, like, stands next to you. She gives you, like, a significant look.
Is it a look of thank you, or is it a...
Thank you. It's a look of gratitude.
Oh, so I'm next to them?
She's angry.
Yeah. So I'm next to them, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm just going to cut her wrist.
You cut her wrists loose. She pulls her gag off, and...
I just say the kids are okay, just so you know.
She nods. She's like... You can tell she wants to, you know... She's got like an emotional outburst ready to go, but now isn't the time.
Good.
Like, do you know if they have the weapon in there? I ask Gragia.
She shakes her head. The weapon?
It'd be a bag.
I don't know.
What did they do to you?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well. Oh, no. When they came in, I fought them.
Oh, so they haven't done anything to you here?
No.
Okay. Get out of the warehouse, please. Wife?
No, there's trapped. It's trapped.
Up. You let the boy go, then we'll let you go.
I'm going to take the boy with me to the front door.
Just get Greg
You're not
going
to make it to the front door with that boy.
Well, it's going to be really awkward for you. What are you going to do? Shoot me? Stab me? Attack me? Because I just don't know about you, but When people start attacking me, I get real stressed. I might squeeze real hard and his little pretty head might pop off and fall on the floor.
The elderly halfling pushes away from the doorframe, and as he walks towards you, you realize why he didn't walk towards you, because he needs a cane, and he ambles slowly in your direction.
How close is he?
He's not close.
But like 60 feet?
120 maybe?
Damn.
How many halflings have weapons here?
In total, like 13, yeah.
All right.
The construction crew is slowly getting into the, like, just very slowly getting into the sewers, not wanting to attract too much attention to themselves.
And some of them only have little daggers because they've got rid of their good weapons.
The daylight pellet wears off. You're not plunged into darkness, you're plunged into the dull light from the construction equipment.
I'll follow your lead, but Gregia needs to get behind us.
Greg isn't good Gregia. Fighter.
No. Gregia.
So, you might squeeze if you get a little tense, might you? Well, if I get a little tense, I might order my men to open fire, and, well, they tend to go for females first.
Just set him off.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
You let go of the boy. You leave. And as your little letter said, that can be the end of it. But if you hurt that boy...
So perfectly timed. Also, I've realized I'm holding my arm up like I've got the boy.
But if you hurt that boy, well, let's just say, he rolls his eyes, I've amassed a long amount of skills over a storied career.
Is it being an old fuckwit and taking a long time to explain shit?
This is the person who sends a 2-page letter.
You kidnapped my wife.
You, it's just business, my friend.
Business. If they're being how did, like, talking how did and distracting, you know? Can how did I you creep know? Around? Like, can I edge
the realms
my way?
Of shadows, you can try, but yeah. Halflings might be wise to your tricks.
Just like, as they're kind of having this discussion, like, back and forth, I'm just going to kind of try and slowly just make my way to the nearest halfling. Very, very slowly.
You slip away. If the hole were kind of to your guys' right mm-hmm. a ways, you're on the other side of the hole.
Mm-hmm.
So, hang on, let me... Actually, we will need the map. If that were the Colosseum, as Handsome Tom described it...
Yeah, yeah.
There's the little, like, that filled-in circle to your right.
Mm-hmm.
Is the hole?
Periwinkle, yeah, is the construction hall. You, Leo, are slowly making your way counterclockwise around the stadium. So you're, the hole is in between you and pretty much everyone else.
Okay.
Majority of people are all on the... are all on the opposite side, facing towards Periwinkle, including Papa Shorefoot and
So where's Periwinkle in that?
Periwinkle are in the, like, the southern end.
So where the triangle is.
Yeah, drawn. That yeah. triangle is them.
Great. Right. I have a feeling that if I can get close enough to Papa Shorefoot, I could break his neck in one go, but I've got to get to him first.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to do. Which one's Papa Shorefoot's the one in directly in front of the...
I just drew circles in... He'd be up the back, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Cool. I just drew circles like as a... here's generally where they are.
Yeah. Cool. Yep. All right, I'm going to keep trying to slowly, while they have their little discussion, to... around the sides.
How about I got a better idea? I give you the boy back, you tell me what you guys are doing with the weapon, and I don't kill everyone in this room.
What was your question? What we're doing with the weapon?
Yeah.
We're going to use it to take over the city.
See, I wish you just had a said we're going to use it to do something, but then you had to say we're using it to take over the city. So, look, not right now, but at some point, I'm going to wrap my hands around your neck and I'm going to break it.
That's going to be difficult, riddled with bullets. From inside the building, you hear a weird mechanical sound. And then ripping through the middle of that prefabricated building, hundreds of bullets at once start peppering where you guys are.
They open the... Fuck.
They're firing at a boy.
The last thing you hear before bullets start piercing your supple, precious flesh is Papa Shorefoot. Sorry, kid, but we needed the time.
It was a stall off.
Can our heroes defeat the mighty gnomish weapon? Find out next time on Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.